Paul, just from your standpoint to wrap up the seven-game preseason schedule here tonight in the finale, did you see what you wanted to from your group now as you have a week to get ready for game one?
I wasn't looking at the game to as a barometer, still watching guys, the older players that are trying to get their timing and all that good stuff. The young guys, it was just a bit of a test for back-to-back nights in the National Hockey League. I thought that they got better as the game went on, and it's a good lesson, right? It's on those back-to-backs, usually the first 10 minutes, first 20 minutes to get her going. So I liked, I thought that the younger guys got going a little bit in the second.
I know you mentioned the younger guys, but maybe just a thought on the goal that Kyle Connor got and the early chemistry once again this year for the top line.
We've seen that right from the first day of practice. I think they're still, you know, working into their game. Hockey's a funny sport. There's no play fighting in hockey, right? And there's emotion is such a huge part of the game. So I don't really judge how a team looks, how Minnesota looked the other night. They had pretty much their lineup because it's not the same kind of emotion that can't be. And for the same thing as when you get to the playoffs, it's just a different level that you get to. Mark's line's going to be fine. They're going to be good. Whether they had played really well tonight and scored three, it wouldn't matter to opening night, or if they were minus five, it wouldn't have mattered. They're going to be all right.
Did the way the preseason went sway your opinion on whether you think it's a better idea to go 13-8 or 14-7 in terms of roster composition, Paul?
No, I'm not. I've given a choice. I would have 22, not 23. In the perfect world, we get a little different. Just travel's a little different here. When we go out on the road, we have a tendency to carry one more. Eight healthy D gets to be a little slow in practice. So we'll see. It's all be about health anyway.
Do you feel like those guys in the bubble did anything to distinguish themselves during the course of the camp? Not just tonight, but during the course of the camp. Do you think there was some separation on some of those?
Yeah,
final
there was
decisions.
Separation. I don't know. It was a whole lot different than what I would have had on my board in August. But there was. I think to get to 25, let's say, I don't think will be particularly difficult at all. Right after that, it becomes a bit more of a challenge.
What's the focus for your group in the next week as you get ready for the regular season?
It's all speed now. Getting up to speed. Hands, feet, gap, defensively. So for a group of guys, Scheifele's line, that's their third game. They've had one day off. That means they've just practiced. And it's now they need to get into games and get plan and speed. So there's when you're looking at the season starting 2 weeks away, it's sometimes hard to get to that speed. Now we'll get to quickness.
Any concern at all with the Devils had a lot of cross-ice opportunities for goals. Is that just a matter of not having your full group, or did they do something to create that separation?
Well, there's two parts of that. One of that's the original positioning, and I'm not as concerned with that. It's if you're able to make that pass, then you don't have enough pressure on the puck, which is pretty much the entire foundation of our defensive hockey game. And I've seen it played enough to know it's there. And we just need to get a little harder on the man, a little harder on the puck, a little quicker. And if you can lift your head, look across the ice in the defensive zone and find somebody's tape, you've got way too much time.
What were you looking for when you flip-flopped Lemieux and Vesalainen?
I hadn't done it yet, just to flip them, see what happens. Really, it all was, how would they react? Would that shake them up a little bit? Being able to move around and not wonder when it happens what the coach is thinking and have it throw your game is important. I thought, actually, they both got better. So that's what I was hoping to see. Kristen got down the wall two or three times. You started to see some of that speed. Right after that, Brennan, took it wide and drove it to the net, started a pretty good flurry where I thought we got the game to 3-2 was actually off those two lines, Griffith's line and Roslick's. They had two really good shifts, and then we started to look like they were supposed to look, and then we go out and score a goal.
What would a player like Skylar McKenzie have done for his stock? I mean, I think there's a lot of feeling with people that he couldn't possibly make this team. What has he done, though, and shown you for, his stock within this organization?
Just gets on the radar, right? That's the first stage he's not in that style of game. He's not taking Patty's job, and he's not taking Blake's job yet. And Rusty does a different job, and right now he's competing with those other guys, but he's new in a lot of ways, turned pro. So get on the radar. Have a camp like you just had. He's got some nifty hands on him. And he's going to get, over the next few years, he's going to get stronger and he's going to get faster. You don't have to get bigger to play here. You just got to be really fast. And if you're going to be at that size, and you see Matty Perreault, I mean, you can play in the National Hockey League. So he got himself on the radar, and I think that was the best. The silver lining in our schedule was that all these guys got way more of a chance than they normally would have, and a bunch of them made the most of it, which means they're going to get cut in a couple of days, right? But they had good camps. They got done what they could, right? The opportunity that they were going to get really wasn't – I wasn't going to run 20 games to see if he could score more than Blake Kent, right? That wasn't there for him. So he did everything that he could to make a good impression, and now he turns pro and he gets down there and he has to fight for ice with the Moose.